الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals of the faith of Islam. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere taking notes. And the Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind, is the book that the Muslims go by, and also the last revelation sent to mankind. And this is the only book or text that's required for this particular class. We may refer to it, may not refer to it, or you always have it available to look at different topics, or you can just read it, open and read anywhere in it. And I pray to Allah you get something from it, or that it impacts your qalb, or your heart, or your person, and maybe even make a positive change in how you are, and positive behavior in your structure of how you are. And so let's move on. So today's topic would be on oppression. So what do I mean by oppression? One of many definitions of oppression is, or really the treatment or exercise of, over maybe a group or an individual, meaning you malicious in your treatment of the individual, you harsh towards the treatment of the individual. It could be a government that is harsh against the people that they're overseeing, that they're the shepherd of. And on the day of judgment, Allah will ask each of us about being shepherds. They will ask basically like a government or the leader, how you treated the people. They will ask the husband how you treated your family, ask the wife how you treated the family. And so it's not that you're getting away with anything, because out of your family can talk, or your people can talk positively against you, or talk negatively against you. So we have to keep that in mind when we are in leadership positions, and that we don't oppress the people. We're not malicious and treating people in a bad way, or harsh on the people, or anything like that. We have to stay away from that, and that's what I'm going to talk about today, very, very briefly, about oppression and the Islamic view of oppression. By no means am I going to cover everything regarding oppression. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And so, as you all know, we talk about the tip of anything, that's basically the top of it, of the iceberg, for example. And so you only see a little bit above the water, but then under the water it will be this massive amount of really ice that is under the water, or knowledge that is under the water that I'm not going to touch today in this short time that I have to talk about this particular topic about oppression. So what did the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, what he said about oppression, or reported to have said about oppression? And so one of the things that he said is that, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or he is an oppressed one. People asked, O Allah's messenger, may peace and blessing be upon you, it is all right to help him if he is oppressed, but how would I help him if he is an oppressor? The prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, by preventing him from oppressing others. So we had to keep this in mind, that we had to make sure that we are not an oppressor, and nor do we oppress other people. And that we help a person, it's clear and easy to help a person who being oppressed, taking them away, free or slave or something like that, that kind of thing. But how do you help the oppressor? And you have the person who was oppressing another person is by preventing him or her from oppressing others. So now we understand both sides. To help the person who is being oppressed and that got receiving the bad treatment, or also the person who is oppressing someone, is by preventing them from oppressing others. And so that's what the prophet, may peace be upon him, and basically what he was saying regarding helping a person who is being oppressed, which is pretty clear, but the person who is oppressor, how do you help them? And by preventing them from oppressing others. So let me go on to this next saying of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. And this one, please pay very close attention to what I'm going to say in this particular one, and understand the impact of this. And so it was reported, and I'll read it just a little, it's kind of slow in Arabic, and it said, ittaqi dawatal مظلومي فإنها ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. And so it's saying here, the messenger of Allah, he sent Mu'adh, this individual, to Yemen, and he said, beware of the supplication, that's a dua that I mentioned, of the oppressed. For indeed, there is no barrier between it, meaning its supplication, and also in Allah. It goes directly to Allah, no stops, the supplication of a person who is being oppressed, or it feels like they're being oppressed, or a person who is the oppressor. So you making dua against that individual who is oppressing a person, okay, it goes straight to Allah, and Allah may respond the way Allah respond to it. One scholar, he put it that the people were on Hajj. That's what the Muslim, one of the pillars of Islam. Muslims go to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, and perform certain rites and rituals in the Hajj, or during the Hajj. And one of them is walking between the Safa, one mount, and Marwa, which is another mount. Just walking, maybe two blocks, more or less, from one mountain to another mount. And so there was a man who was a big man, I guess, rich man or whatever, and he came there with a bunch of servants. And so when a person is walking around the Kaaba, for example, or walking between Safa and Marwa, this individual, he or she will be as humble as possible in the Baytullah, in the house of Allah. And so, but this person really was not that. And so he was a well-known person. He had all these servants with him, and they were going between Safa and Marwa, and he had all these servants around him, and these people pushed the people out the way so this one man can't get through freely without any hesitation. And so it wasn't any humbleness at all with this individual and those who circled him within his circle, circle around him, and pushing the people out the way, very harsh to the people. And so a man, he saw this, and this rich people, what was going on with him, a person around these people. And so what he, and then later on, just a little while later, he saw this person begging in this town from the people. And so he said, like, basically, I know this individual. This is how the scholar put it. I know this individual. We haven't seen it before. Then remember and recall where he saw this person. And then he went to the individual. And then he said, you know, were you so-and-so? And so-and-so, he described the event that took place. He said, yes, I was that person. And then he said, oh, now you're in this condition. Is that Allah had humbled this individual to the point where he had all these riches till he went to rags, and where he had to beg on the street from the people. And so we had to be careful about, maybe someone made a dua against this individual, and maybe if someone was there that day making also the between the Sa'id or between walking between the Safa and Marwa, the mounts. And maybe they were one of the people that pushed away and it made dua against this individual that really was disturbing their peace. And Allah humbled the person. And Allah put the person in another position, from the being in a position of being rich to a position where he was begging the people and lost all his riches. And so we have to be very careful, because when a person is oppressed or feel oppressed, their dua goes straight to Allah, and Allah helps that individual. And so you also had a situation, and usually I don't tell stories, but I'm going to tell these few stories. And so you had another case where an individual, he went to one of the leaders of the people during that time, Umar, and he complained to him about a man who was a leader, any man, whatever, inside a particular town. And so he sent one companion to that town to inquire about this man. Oh, and so the companion went with the man to various places, masjids, a place of worship, and asked about the man. No one had anything to say. They went to another place and asked about the man and his treatment of the people. And no one initially had anything to say. And then this man stood up and he started complaining about this leader. And the leader knew that what this person was saying was not right. And so the leader felt oppressed and wronged. And so he made dua against this man. And so he made dua that the man would have a long life. Of course, that doesn't sound, it sounds positive. But he also added that that Allah blind the man for the way he was, because he was harsh on this particular leader. He was not truthful about this particular leader. And so Allah did give him a long life, and he did also blind this individual. And so you have to be careful of those who being oppressed, and there is no barrier between the individual and Allah, and no hijab, and no curtain or whatever between Allah and him, because the dua goes straight to that individual. There was another case where a person was harsh to another person. The person made dua against that person, and the person ended up falling in a ditch, and died, like a hole, and died. And so again, be very careful about treating people in a bad way, because they may make dua against you and supplication against you, and Allah may hear this supplication and respond in a way you may not want Allah to respond to this supplication, because nothing blocks the supplication that a person did, the prayer the person is doing, that they are being oppressed. And so those individuals out there, if you are oppressing people, harsh on the people, an individual or a group, you have to be very careful, because the law may take you from your lofty state and take you down and take you out of your lofty state And that may be part of the curse from Allah, because this individual made the dua, and this person was wrong. Another situation is that, and this I'm making sure it's possible. This man used to work at this particular place, and he left the place, worked someplace else, and then for some reason he started heading towards this place. They had a new person in charge. And so he saw the person, the new person in charge, and the person was saying, like, why? He said, why are you here? It's been resolved. And the man didn't know what he was talking about. So he saw a woman who he knew, and he was working there before. Is one of his people who was a supervisee. And so and she came to him. He said, why are you here? It's been resolved. And they said, well, he didn't know what she was talking about. He said, oh, by the way, my mother asked about you. Let me get her on the phone. And so he got her mother on the phone, and the mother started explaining to him why she was happy to see him, that kind of thing. And so she started explaining to him what happened. And that the young lady had complained to her mother that the people had blamed her for doing something wrong, and she did not do anything wrong. And so the mother also was saying that, look, I'm just an old lady. I cannot do much. But oh, you make dua. And so she made dua, made supplication. And then this particular situation was resolved. And so I'm just saying this to y'all. You don't know the dua, where the supplication is coming from. You may feel sometime weak, and your situation is just so bad. No way are you going to be successful, but you are being oppressed. Like a person, for example, is a slave or a servant of someone, and they're being oppressed. For example, they may take away their passport, treat them harsh, beat them up, don't pay them the money they owe to them, have them eating bad food or something like that, give them bad clothing, clothing that's not good, and so that person is being oppressed. And so that person may be making dua. You may tell that person, don't make supplication, don't make dua against me, okay? You can say that. But you don't know what the person is saying when they're by themselves, between them and their Lord. So they make a supplication because they're being treated in a bad way. Or the people are making supplication to Allah and feel oppressed because they are being treated in a bad way by you. Or you, if you're an oppressive person. And so Allah may take you from your lofty station and take you down to a place where maybe that those individuals will now become your boss, and you are the one that be subservient to them. So I want you to keep that in mind. Do not oppress the people. So let me move on. And so I'll also mention that it says, verily, the Prophet said, verily, I have made oppression unlawful for me, and for my servants too, also. So do not commit oppression. So the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he does not oppress. It is lawful for him. And also he also instructs the people not to be oppressive. Allah does not oppress us, nor does he want us to commit oppression. And so please stay away from hurting other people, bad treatment against other people. Those people, for example, in a domestic violence situation, and in a situation that's violent, domestic violence is when a person may be married to someone else, and they treat that one person in a bad way, beat them up, don't give them clothing, cuss them out, and those kind of things, treat them badly. And so that person may make supplication and dua, and asking and telling Allah, well aware of what's going on, and asking all your Allah, you know my situation, please, whatever that person want to say in their dua, and they may say that against you, not in favor of you. And so be very, very careful about how you treat individuals. You want people to say good thing about you, not bad things about you, or ask Allah to curse you, because you never know where this is going to happen, this is coming through. It may happen a few months from now. It may happen a few weeks from now, or it may happen the next day or the next hour. You just don't know when it's going to happen, but it's up to Allah when it's going to happen. And there's no barrier, no blockage from a person who is feel that they're being oppressed or treated wrong. This individual make dua, supplication to Allah, and it goes to Allah, and then Allah handles it the way he wants to handle the particular thing. Also, keeping in mind my beautiful students, and that is oppression will be a darkness on the day of resurrection, when we all go before Allah. And we need as much nur as possible, as much light as possible. But what happens is we don't have any light. We can't even see our hand in front of us where we need light in order to see, in order to walk forward. Like if you're in a room and you turn the light off and your eyes haven't adjusted, and you close the door or whatever, then you can't see, and you can't see at all what's in front of you. And so my beautiful students, we don't want that to be oppressed towards people and have this darkness before us. Let me go further. When the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, whoever has oppressed another person concerning his reputation or anything else, he shall beg him for forgiveness before a couple of the day of resurrection, when there will be no money to compensate for wrong deeds. But if he has good deeds, those good deeds will be taken from him according to his oppression, which he has done. And if he has no good deeds, the sins of the oppressed person will be loaded on him. So keep that in mind. If you oppress a person, you oppress a person, a reputation or anything else, on the day of judgment, don't ask forgiveness from the person now. Then on the day of judgment, where you have no money, it's got a dinar or anything like that, silver or gold or anything like that, that you can't use it as exchange on that day. What you're going to use for exchange on that day is your good deeds. Say, for example, Methel, you have a mountain of good deeds, and you say, yeah, I'm getting ready to go Besorah quickly to the paradise. But these people you oppress, that you treat them wrong, and that you are very, very wrong towards them and beat them up and that kind of thing. And so you wrong these people, so they have to be compensated for it. So how do they get compensated? By taking away from your good deeds until they are fully compensated. And then you go from a mountain of good deeds to maybe a smaller mountain of good deeds. And then the next person, the same thing go on. They take from your good deeds, compensate them for the wrong you've done to them, the oppression you put upon them. And then you run out of good deeds, but you don't run out of people who you oppress. And so what happened at that time is that their bad deeds are piled upon you until they're stacked up mountain high. And then you end up going into the hellfire because you now have a bunch of good deeds instead of going to the paradise because you oppress the people. You did not ask right now for people, please forgive me. I'm sorry for the way I treated you. I was wrong in the way I treated you. So you ask for that now and deal with it now instead of dealing with it later. You may think that later is not going to come, but later comes. You may have thought last week that this week was not going to come, but it's here. That's later. You probably thought yesterday, today was not going to come, but it's here. That's later. And so take care of it now before it's too late. Take care asking people to forgive you now and so that they don't make dua against you and you don't have to take from your good deeds or you don't get their bad deeds. Also, there are three supplications, a priest who makes supplication. There's no doubt that supplication will be accepted. And that is the supplication of a person who is oppressed, the person who is a traveler, and also the supplication, what it says here, against a person's son or for their children. And Allah knows best the interpretation of this. But the main thing I want you to understand is that, again, that the one of the three that your supplication is accepted is the person who is oppressed. So be careful about what you're doing. And so I want to say that to all of my students, that to be careful of how you treat other people, and that you're not an oppressive people. Be the best example, because your children are watching you. How you, for example, as a husband, treat your wife. Are you oppressive towards her or not? And it may become a generational thing. It may go from you to your son, and he gonna oppress his wife because he saw you doing it, and then his son copy their father, which is your grandchild or grandson, and then he start oppressing his wife. And so you have to be careful about that. Don't be an oppressive person. Or it could be vice versa, where the woman or the wife oppresses the husband, and or the daughter oppresses her husband, and so that kind of thing. So you all get the idea of what I'm talking about. Don't be oppressive person. Don't oppress people, because this is something that is not welcome in Islam, and it should not be part of your character. Be part of who you are. And understand that you are not getting away from anything. It's like the thing, the Pharaoh during the time of Moses. He was oppressive towards Moses and Israelite and the people. Very oppressive towards them. Very harsh towards these people. And to Allah lowered him. To the point that it had Musa strike Moses. He struck the water with his staff, and then Moses and the people walked through the between the water. Allah parted the water, and then when he was put, then the Pharaoh and his followers pursued Moses, and they went into the dividing water, and then Allah commanded the water to fall upon the oppressor, fall upon Pharaoh, and also those people who follow Pharaoh. And so I want to emphasize to my students to be very, very careful about not being an oppressor. And so I cannot say any more, emphasize it any more. You don't want to, also you want to oppress a person in terms of their reputation, saying bad thing against them or anything else, on a day where there will be no compensation. There'll be no way that you can buy out of your situation, because you were oppressed people. Nothing at all. You can't talk your way out of it. You can't give. You can't say, I'm going to give this gold. Please don't hurt me on this day. There's nothing you can do, except for if you have any good deeds. Those good deeds would be taken away from you, and they'd be given to those people whom you harm. And again, if you have good, if you have no more good deeds, and then the bad deeds that they have will be bestowed upon you and leaped or thrown or loaded upon you. And so we don't want that to happen. And so my students, if you were an oppressive person yesterday, it's not too late. Oppressive person before you start listening or coming to this class, it's not too late. As long as you have life in your body, it's not too late to counter, to be a person who does not oppress other people. And so I'm going to stop at this point. And so please, if you want to know more information about Islam, you go to Why Islam. You go to also learn more about Islam. You go to the International online university or American Open University or other sources, go to a close masjid and ask about Islam, or to further have more information about this particular topic. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.